Hello, this is Charlie Tuna. Almost didn't make it to work today. Nearly ran out of gas. No, not the car, me. Where else but in 1973 could a family drive out, eat hamburgers, onions, baked beans, and beer, and don't worry about having enough gas to get back home?
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And though my lack of education hasn't hurt enough, I can read the writing.
Died in this loser tinkle. That song is pretty as a picture. Yeah, it is a picture, isn't it? Cody Crowe, Charlie Tuna, Paul Simon. Next up, Marie McGovern, The Morning After. You always tell us the morning after when your wife says, "You never talk to me anymore." You reply, "Why? What happened?" She says, "Don't ask."
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sun. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe?
Escape the darkness. We won't be searching anymore. There's got to be Forces Radio.
It's Murray McGovern. It's got to be a morning after. It's also got to be a radio hotline. And yes, Virginia, we'll have it before this show is out today. It's Charlie Tuna with a question. Are you man enough? Here, let me hold the door for you. Some women's lip chick said that to me the other day. I was so shocked I nearly dropped my purse.
There's not a street that you can walk. You've got to watch just who you're talking to. They're out to get you. Can't turn your back on a smiling face. Next thing you know, there ain't no trace of you. And this I bet you, some people lose and some fall away. It's a matter of what they do. Are you mad?
With Charlie Tuna. Are you man enough? I am here to give this radio station the dignity it should always have. Booga booga! Woo! Hubba hubba! I have a news item in front of me here that, in case you forgot to check the calendar and you're superstitious and you're anxious about Friday the 13th, you don't have to worry about facing another Friday the 13th until September of 1974. By the way, did you know that the fear of the number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia? Triskaidekaphobia. So what is it? There's another one. If you have 7 years bad luck, if you break a mirror. My radio career really got off the ground about 6.5 years ago, so maybe one more six-month period and I'll be out of this mess. I have a gentleman on the line here who wants to aim a couple of questions at me. He says that I've been, I guess my behavior has provoked, and I'll talk to him about it in a second. Are you thinking of buying or building your own home? You could be eligible for a Federal Housing Administration in-service loan. If you've completed at least 2 or more years of active duty and are not eligible for a VA loan, you may qualify. If accepted in the FHA program, you're eligible for a low-interest, long-term federal loan. So if you're thinking of building or buying, your commanding officer, personnel officer, or the nearest FHA office can give you more information. Now, on the telephone here, a gentleman, hello?
Now, isn't it true on March 21st, between 6 and 7 in the morning,
yes,
you received several phone calls from your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you, on that day, fail to play those songs for some various reason?
As best I can recall, some of the listeners that you have mentioned were not present. And I don't think a request, at least, were the topic of discussion on the telephone.
I see.
Now, I could be mistaken. As I recall, it's a little bit hazy. But I would violently disagree with that opening statement.
Well, we'll have to check with this at a later discussion.
Has there been conflicting testimony with what I've said?
I believe so.
Well, I will stand on my records.
With Charlie Tuna. Next up, Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning. Hug Me in the Midday, and at night you can make up your own jokes, folks.
Touch me in the morning.
Lady, that's not my morning.
Then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow. But me who says that nothing good's gonna last forever.
Charlie Tuna. Touch me in the morning. Most of the time, though, all you get is an elbow in the ribs, right? Time to get up, Harry. Come on. The work is waiting. We have the radio hotline here waiting, too, in just a second. We'll get to your problems. I was going through some of my fan mail, though, which I really haven't gotten to lately, since one or two letters poured in. But I was looking at one here, and I was really pleased when I get things like this. It said, they have never heard a bigger jock on the radio than Charlie Tuna. Look how you spell jock. J-O-K-E. What do you know about the Military Suggestion Incentive Program? Nothing? Well, then listen up. A suggestion is any idea you might have that makes your job or someone else's easier. The Suggestion Program works to promote individual participation in helping to make your branch of the service perform better. The incentive is money. You could be paid over $1,000 for a top suggestion. Got any ideas? Write them down and turn them into your incentive awards officer and do it today. All right, let's get to the problems of the radio hotline, things that are bugging you or things on your mind or just something you want to get off your chest. We'll handle them all here with the radio hotline.
Yeah, you don't by any chance have the address of the Hollywood Free Clinic, Dave.
Why, do you have an emergency there that you...
Well, my problem is I woke up this morning and one of my eyes looked like I was super loaded.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all red and bloody and pussing and...
You're sure not just...
Cute.
You sure just don't have the test pattern for CBS on this morning than the mayor? Radio hotline.
Yeah, what did you say that the fear of Friday the 13th was?
Triskaidekaphobia.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell that? It's spelled T-R-I-S-K-A-D-E-C-A-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Oh, Triskaidekaphobia?
Triskaidekaphobia.
Okay, when did you say the next Friday the 13th was?
September of 1974. Have you heard of hydrophobia?
Oh, yeah, it's fear of water, isn't it? Wrong.
No, it's fear of large dogs. Radio hotline.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a big problem.
Okay, what's his name?
No. Okay, well, there's this guy I've been seeing.
I see. I picked it right off. Okay.
And he got his hair cut yesterday. And he looks like the biggest fox in Glendale. How am I going to keep the girls away from him?
Is his hair short or long? Because I heard short hairstyles are coming back.
It's hitting the shoulder length.
How are you going to keep them all to yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Just mention that he's been seeing the Hollywood Free Clinic on a regular weekly basis. Radio hotline.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay.
All right. Lay Lady Lay.
Right.
Radio hotline.
Yes, I have a problem.
Yes.
By the way, is this phone being recorded?
No, it's bugged.
I thought it was recorded.
No, it's bugged.
Oh, it's bugged. You pervert!
Radio hotline.
Yeah, Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a problem.
All right, lay it on me.
Okay, no, my name is Danny, but they call me Taco Freak.
Taco, okay.
Yeah, because I eat too many tacos.
You're the Taco Ding and Taco Bell or whatever.
Right. I eat too many tacos.
Right.
You know, the tacos have, you know, beans and I eat burritos. You know
yeah.
What they make you do? You know what they make you do.
Right.
So I have a problem.
Don't know. Drink the water with them. Then. Go ahead.
Yeah, what can I help? What can I do to stop, you know, from doing that?
Just start looking down at your poncho.
Okay.
Radio hotline.
Yeah, Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, there's this girl on the street, and she thinks she's, you know, she's big.
A girl on the street? Be careful. She might work in the L.A. Vice Squad. Radio hotline.
Hey, Mama, I ate some tacos last night.
Uh-huh.
And burritos.
Uh-huh.
And you like the burrito?
Yeah, occasionally now and then.
Amy?
I don't know how to ride one, though. Radio hotline.
Yes, Charlie?
Yeah?
This is Mr. Blackwell.
Yes.
And you know who that girl Cindy keeps calling up?
Mm-hmm.
I got two solutions for her. And don't hang up.
Well, I've got two solutions for her, too, but she slaps my face every time I suggest anything about him. Radio hotline.
And Jerry Tuna.
Yes.
This is Wild Bill Hickey.
Wild Bill Hickey?
Yes. And you see, I'm a radio disc jockey.
Yeah?
And you're my competition, man. And you're really getting all the people to listen to you. I want them to listen to me because... My radio station, well, it's not over AM yet.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get it that way.
Tell you what, Wild Bill, why don't you drop over for a bite sometime? Radio hotline.
Hello, Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I'd reverse our rules today and give you a break. Are there any problems or things bugging you?
Yeah?
Yeah, what's that?
The first five phone calls.
Oh.
Radio hotline. Hello? That's seven. Radio hotline.
Charlie?
Yes.
If you don't get off this radio station, I'm going to can you.
Mother, please. I'd rather do it myself. Radio hotline.
Wow. I have a question this morning.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, what would be the best way to get Jeff Hotel tickets for tonight?
Get some unusual pictures of Ian Anderson.
Radio Hotline.
Charlie?
Yeah?
This is the guy with the high voice that you always tell to get big shorts.
Yes.
Well, I got my big shorts, but I can't keep them on. What should I do?
Well, it seems to have worked. Listen to your voice this morning.
Yeah, I know, but I'm holding them up, but I can't go around all day holding them up.
Look at it this way. Bonnie and Clyde made a living that way. Go around in circles. Well, as an executive, yes. With a musical question from Billy Preston. Will it go around in circles? Well, if it's a secretary out in her office running around her desk with a boss after her, yes. Sylvia. Uh-huh. Pillow talk. Take that pillow off your head and say something. Sylvia. Sylvia, and pillow talk. You look ridiculous with those feathers coming out of your mouth, Sylvia. Wouldn't it have been a great song if she wouldn't have had laryngitis the day of the recording session? Now I'd like to pass on a little tip to those of you who will be returning to the States soon. You probably bought presents for everybody back home, and that's fine. But keep in mind that gifts for relatives and friends must be declared with U.S. Customs. There are three categories that you should be familiar with. Limited items, restricted items, and prohibited items. Limited items include tobacco, liquor, and automobiles. Restricted items cover pets, plants, and medicine. Prohibited items include military firearms, ammunition, and narcotics. narcotics. Now we have some more inquiries coming in on the phones. Ever since I first mentioned about the fear of Friday the 13th, is known as triskaidekaphobia, we've had several calls about that, and there's another one on the line. Hello?
Yeah, what was that word for the fear of Friday the
13th? Triskaidekaphobia.
All right, do you know what the fear of the word of the number 13 is?
The fear of, well, it's actually the fear of the number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia.
No, actually the fear of number 13 is called neocoticophobia.
What is it?
Neocoticophobia.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's the fear of number 13.
Neoticodia?
Neo, N-E-O.
Right.
Cody, K-O-D-I. K-A. P-H-O-B-I-A.
Neocodia. That sounds like something that would be fear of having your picture taken with a chick.
Charlie Tuna getting it on with the Beatles, with the proverbial beer can sitting beside the highway of life. This is a day in the life. I have trouble remembering the nights.
and I went into a dream.
Big notes like that to end the show. That's going to can it for another day of Charlie Tunis. Thank you very much for listening. Somebody just gave me a phone number here called Mini Skirt Anonymous. Oh, this is great. Right? Every time you feel the insurmountable urge to stare at one, you just dial Mini Skirt Anonymous and your wife answers. Not a bad idea at all. I have a memo here. Inner office memo from the mailroom. Asked me to please Please include the zip code on the return address of all my correspondence. So they've noticed several instances of my zip being open. All right, mailroom, that's the way you feel? I got a letter from Mom, too. Said a new slide opened at the drive-in movie, and they're undergoing repairs on the country club back there, which is actually a miniature golf course. Somebody kicked some dirt in a hole, and they're having to clean it out. I'll get more mail back to Mom, Nebraska. Thank you again for listening. Before we say goodbye, a quick hello to all our friends and listeners this time around in Taipei, Taiwan. See you back here next week. That's an order. Until that time, stay tuned. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.